Chapter 4. The Odd Couple. It was rare I got visitors at the flat. I didn't have many friends locally and kept to myself within the building. I would pass the time of day with neighbours, but I could count the number of times any of them had popped round for a chat on the fingers of one hand. So I was always wary whenever someone knocked on the door or pressed the building's intercom at the entrance downstairs. I automatically assumed the worst, expecting to find myself confronted by a bailiff or a debt collector chasing me for money that I didn't have. That was my immediate reaction when the intercom buzzer went just after 9 a.m. one weekday morning as Bob and I got ready for work. "Who the heck is that?" I said, instinctively twitching at the curtains, even though I had no view of the entrance from up on the fifth floor.
"James, it's Titch. Can I come up with Princess?"
a familiar voice said over the speaker.
"Oh, Titch, sure, head on up. I'll put the kettle on," I said, breathing a sigh of relief.
Titch was, as his name suggested, a tiny little bloke. He was wiry and had short, thinning hair. Like me, he was a recovering addict who had started selling the big issue. He'd been having a hard time and had crashed out at my place a couple of times in recent months. He'd got into trouble with work after becoming a coordinator in Islington. He'd been debadged and given a 6-month suspension. He was still waiting for his ban to be lifted and had been really struggling to make ends meet. I felt like I'd been given a second chance in life since I'd met Bob, so I'd given Titch another opportunity as well. I also quite liked him. Deep down, I knew he had a good heart. Another reason that Titch and I got on was that we both worked on the street with our pet as our companion. In Titch's case, it was his faithful black Labrador Staffordshire Bull Terrier cross, Princess. She was a lovely, sweet-natured dog. When he'd stayed with me previously, he'd left Princess somewhere else. He knew that I had Bob and that having a dog in the house might cause problems for me. But for some reason, that wasn't the case today. I braced myself for what might happen when the pair of them arrived at the front door. Bob's ears pricked up at the sound of knocking. When he saw Titch and Princess walking in, his first reaction was to arch his back and hiss. Cats arch their...